We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures and research and his knowledge and wisdom, touched upon the issue of monotheism. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures, his knowledge and his wisdom, and his speech and actions, he touched upon the issue of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, of course, which is a concept which is at the forefront of Islamic thought. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded to the doubts that came about upon this issue of Tawheed by various anti-Islamic persons with the intention of spoiling the beliefs of the Muslims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a steady program to remove their doubts. He cured the issues of monotheism that the people had by using his knowledge and wisdom and referring to philosophical arguments, as well as referring to sense-based issues that pointed to self-evident, obvious truths that allowed no place for refutation or disputation. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So we're talking about, in this episode, a dialogue that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has with one of the influential Abbasid political figures of his era by the name of Abul Bukhtari. So Abul Bukhtari was an influential Abbasid political figure, and he was a close associate of the Abbasid caliphs. And he one day came to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and with quite some arrogance, he came to the divinely appointed Imam and said quite roughly, "Why do you refrain from confronting the government? Do you lack courage? Did not your father Hussein alayhi salam rise up? So why do you not rise up?" Imam Sadiq alayhi salam smiled and calmly replied, "Courage is not a blind attack. Courage is acting at the right time. Do you know when the time for an uprising is?" Abul Bukhtari replied, "No, I do not." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, "Neither do I, except by divine knowledge. But Allah has taught us patience, steadfastness, sabr, and not fear, khawf. Learn the difference between patience and fear. Patience is the ability to act, but waiting for the right moment, while fear is helplessness. We are patient, not cowardly." Abul Bukhtari, who had never heard this kind of a definition and explanation before, thought for a moment and said, "I become your student, O Abu Ja'far." We find here, of course, that there is a huge difference between fear, which is helplessness, or this fear of other than Allah, which can be said to be a certain type of shirk. And on the other hand, patience, which is a intelligence waiting. It is steadfastness. It is to stay firm upon the path. It is not turning back from this fight and the trials and tribulations in one's life. It is this steadfastness, and it is this sabr, this istiqama, this staying steadfast, determined, motivated in our personal and social lives. And we find that hasty action is not a sign of courage. It is actually most of the time a lack of planning. And a lack of planning, of course, it leads to bad results. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we stay stuck in the planning phase for the rest of our life. Action must come at the appropriate time. Another thing, of course, here that we learn is that a lot of matters, and if not many matters, if not all matters in our life require timing. But again, we must be very careful to not keep on waiting for the right time and end up never committing any kind of action. It's kind of like the saying that planting a seed in winter is not bravery, but it is foolishness. And so, again, these are some important things that we need to keep in mind when it comes to courage and fear and patience. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
And the Imam, when there were people that were too excited and they would tell him, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, he would say to them that you do not know Bani al-Abbas. Let Bani al-Abbas come into power, then you will realize what kind of vicious people they are. They're worse than Bani Umayyah. Just like, you know, a lot of people, you know, some of our brothers, I was speaking to them, our sisters, good people, noble people, in Michigan, which is a swing state, they delivered a victory to a person that now is blasting their homes and their villages and their parents, and they've lost their homes. Why? Because that's what politicians do. They lie. They create mirages. They give you big promises. I will end every war within 1 hour. Within 1 hour, there are 12 wars. Unnecessary wars. Unnecessary wars. Uncalled wars. Indiscriminate wars. Wars no American wants. Innocent people are dying. Children going to school are dying. What's going to happen to their parents? What's going to happen to the empty place that they leave at home? This is how we take peace. We export peace to people by bombing them, by destroying their homes. This is how we restore the economy in this country. The price of gas has doubled in a week. This is how we make things better, and we make this country great again, and that country great again, and this country great again. So they were regretful. They said, you know, we fell for him. Now he's destroying our own homes. That's exactly what Bani al-Abbas did. They gave a bunch of lies, made a bunch of stories, and as soon as they took power, they went after the children of Ahlul Bayt, and they started killing the followers of Ahlul Bayt worse than Bani Umayyah. You know, in one day, they beheaded 1,000 people. This is mentioned in history. There was a man by the name of Ibn Qahtaba. Ibn Qahtaba was called by the Abbasi Caliph, come, in the middle of the night. The Abbasi Caliph, he was drunk. So they told him, Ajib al-Amir, he says, you know, it's in the middle of the night. Let me sleep. They said, no, the Amir wants you now. You're his top wazir. So he went. He says to him, Ya Ibn Qahtaba, what do you give to the Amir al-Mu'mineen? What do you have to offer to him? He says, I offer him whatever, my wealth. He says, the Amir, I give you the wealth. Yeah, I don't need the wealth. Go back. So when he went back, they called him again. Come back. The Amir calls you. So he got dressed. He came back. He says, what do you have to offer to the Amir? He says, myself. Myself included, my wealth, my home. He says, what are you? I have millions of soldiers. You're worthless. What do you give me yourself? Go back home. So he went home. This is a true story that has happened in Islamic history, that is recorded in Islamic history. And Muslims need to know it and talk about it. He went home, about to go to sleep. They woke him up again, come back. He says, I am willing to give myself, my home, my wealth, and please forgive me for saying this, excuse me for saying this, and the woman in my home. I offer them to the Khalifa. So he says, I have thousands of them. What am I going to do with the woman in your home? Go back. I don't need you. Imagine somebody says such things in the books, a discussion between the wazir and the so-called Amir al-Mu'mineen, and it's recorded. And dare you talk about those people? Dare you talk about those people?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.